0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. It's been described as a miracle drug, and it is prescribed now. It's prescribed primarily for diabetics. That's what it was developed for. But Ozempic, as it's called, is a word you're going to be hearing a lot more of. We've been hearing a lot of it in calls over the last few months, including Charlie. Charlie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Tell us your journey, as they say, with Ozempic.
Well, I've been on Ozempic now since June last year.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to control my the difficulty I was having trying to lose weight. I've been fairly active prior to the pandemic and the lockdowns, and due to the additional weight gain associated with some medical issues,
okay,
I felt that it was very difficult for me with the level of activity I was having, Joe, to try and reduce the weight. So I've been in consultation with my GP on a number of occasions regarding the difficulty I was having.
Okay.
Obviously, I've been, you know, trying to keep active, work out, go to the gym prior to the pandemic lockdowns, and we discussed Ozempic when it was available just a little over a year ago in Ireland, and I've been on it now a year this month, Joe.
And how do you take it, and when do you take it, and what are the effects?
Okay, well, normally I take it. It's a pen that you pick up from your pharmacy. You need a prescription to get it, so
okay,
it's not available over the counter. So you need a prescription to get it, and you get a pen which has four doses in it that you take,
okay,
one dose per week, and then you'd get your prescription refilled then for the next month.
And you jab it into your leg or your arm or your tummy?
Yeah, I jab it into my lower tummy. It's not really a jab. It's only a little small nick, you know.
Okay.
It's nothing major, but And you just alternate the spot from one week to the next, from one side,
okay,
to the other.
And side effects?
Side effects, initially when I first started on it, I was getting a bit of an upset stomach, little bit of diarrhea and stuff like that. But long-term side effects, I haven't experienced anything now that I've been on it a year, but...
Charlie, if it's one of its effects, apparently, is it doesn't work for everybody. Is it suppresses your appetite? So if you eat more, if you're used to eating more than other people, for example, if you eat more than hunger demands, what effect does it make you sick, for example?
Well, I've never overeat or anything like that, Joe.
Okay.
But what I would find is that it kind of reduces my appetite, whereby I wouldn't necessarily have the same portion I used to have before,
okay,
I was on Ozempic. And like one of the other side effects you'd get would be kind of burps, lots of burping or eggy burps.
And it did work for you.
Oh yes, yeah, it's working. It's working for me. I'm quite happy and with the reduction in the weight that I've had.
And yeah,
and obviously it builds your confidence as well, Joe.
Okay.
And it enables you to be more mobile and kind,
okay,
of enjoy,
okay,
life more.
So it has a domino effect, which might be even beyond the chemical effect, so to speak. In other words, you put you in better form. You say, well, I will have a go at a longer walk. You were getting fed up with your weight prior to that. So what's the problem now, Charlie?
The difficulty now is it's kind of the demand required because of the success of the product. The supply isn't keeping up with the demand that's required, and really the demand needs to be increased to accommodate the supply, Joe.
But the company, and one of the more recent problems is that the Irish authorities have said, now they're not saying it's one versus the other, but they're saying to doctors, if you have 10 doses, I'm paraphrasing, if you have 10 doses of Ozempic, they should really be going to diabetics first.
Yeah, well, originally the product was developed to combat obesity, yeah. And it was only after it was on the market in the States that they realized that it was actually assisting weight loss. So, like if my GP is prescribing it for due to my weight gain that I've had over the last number of years, like you just can't stop the. Like this is something that needs to be taken for the rest of your life. It is indeed, yeah.
And does the dosage go up?
It does indeed, and that's what's happening in some other markets now, Joe. I know we're only talking about here, but in some of the bigger markets, like normally when you start on Ozempic, you start on a small dose for the first month. Which would be 0.25 milligrams. Ah,
okay, so you get used to it, so to speak.
You do, and then the next month would be 5 milligram if you're okay with that, and then you're on what they call the maintenance dose, which is the 1 milligram, and the majority of users probably would be on the maintenance dose by now if it wasn't something that they really started. And the way they're combating the shortage, the manufacturer in other markets, is they're reducing the amount of availability for starter doses to have the production demand available to accommodate the people that need it for maintenance on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, so just explain. By the way, how much is it?
Well, it varies depending on where you get it. Because of the shortage, I've had to shop around at a few different pharmacies to get my prescription filled every month. But it would vary between €135 and €142 per month, Joe.
And it's not covered in the drug refund scheme, I presume?
No, it's not covered in the drug refund scheme.
And
no,
it's not covered, that product, no. And it's not covered on the medical card if you've got free medical.
No, it's not covered under the medical card either, no.
Okay, so what happens if you go from 0.25, as you say, after 4 weeks, you go to 1, whatever, and what happens if you then stop using it because you can't get it?
Yeah, well, I first raised that concern with my GP some months ago when I was aware of the shortage. And he had mentioned to me at the time that if it was a case that I may not be able to obtain my product being filled on prescription for 2 or 3 weeks, maybe to start again on the lower dosage and work my way back up mm-hmm. the hill. Yeah.
So it's not that you stop it or you can't get it for 2 months. When you do subsequently get it, if you can, you have to go back to square one, so to speak, and start again.
That's what he recommended. Okay, now, luckily, okay. I've never been in that
Charlie,
position.
So, Charlie, what do you
Joe?
Think? What do you think of the argument? 51551, by the way, is our text number. 0818715815. What do you think of the argument that it's the manufacturer has said that we can't make enough. We won't be able to make enough of it this year, the way things are going. It's been the most Googled, TikToked new drug. It's been the most requested new drug, apparently, for years and years and years. But the argument that by you getting it, by people who have weight problems getting it, it is depriving it from diabetics who needs it more, to be blunt? Who needs it more?
Well, it was produced for diabetics. So
yeah, I know that.
The thing is, unfortunately, for people who have diabetes, it is covered for them, it's no cost to them. And if people are willing to pay privately,
yeah, but it is,
to accommodate
but, it, but Charlie,
the prescription.
If there is a limited supply, and it was produced for diabetics. Like, surely they should get it forced.
Oh, they tend to do, and that's the difficulty with obtaining the supply at the moment because some Some pharmacies, you know, you have to be put on a demand list or a waiting list.
Okay. And where did I saw a call to you today? Some woman tried 35 pharmacies and couldn't get it. Couldn't get Ozempic for her weight loss.
No, it is quite difficult unless you would.
Now, Charlie, have you said, what I'm trying to find out is, do you get any sympathy when you say this to people? Because generally, incorrectly, but generally, people are very intolerant of people who are overweight. They say, just shut your mouth, I'm being rude here. What the general trend seemed to be up to relative recent was eat more, eat less, move more, eat less, move more. So yeah, do you get any sympathy, Charlie? That's my question.
Well, the thing is, it wouldn't be something I'd personally be promoting that I'm using. It's kind of something that I keep privately
to
myself.
Well, that's why I appreciate your call. I understand that.
Yeah. But now, like for me, with my other underlying health conditions that I've had, which has kind of increased my weight gain over the years, it's not that I was lazy. It's just I wasn't being able to reduce the weight for the amount of activity I was doing, you know.
And then the weight and being overweight brings an awful lot of problems. You can even measure them economically to the health service in terms of cardiac and other issues that arise as well.
Oh, it does indeed. Yeah, like I'm in a better position now than I was a year ago before I started on Ozempic, just because of my reduced health risk because of the success that it's been for me personally.
Okay, John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joel. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about.
Okay, tell us
I'm
about
74 years. Can I lash into this?
Yeah, lash in.
I'm 74 years of age. I came to Ozempic through a trial 4 years ago. I got a call from Vincent saying, would you be interested in a health gain trial and I said yes, and two more calls, and then I found myself in Vincent's in the clinical trial area with a really brilliant guy called Carel LaRue, Professor Carel LaRue, right?
Okay.
And he ran a whole team of people that, and my treatment included a gym for 2 years.
Okay.
Properly, you know, medically, what do you call it, supervised.
Supervised, okay.
And a lot of extra exercise. And the short version is I went from 19 stone and being immobile to under 15. I lost 16% of my weight.
Wow. And
more importantly,
yes,
I was no longer pre-diabetic, and the health gain was huge. And as I haven't heard other people because I didn't want to let the phone get messed up with the radio reception. I'm able to get down on the floor and play with my grandkids. Couldn't have done that before. At one stage, I was so heavy that when I dropped something, I just went, I can't get down there to pick that up. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So I'm fitter at 74 than I was at 50. And I can only say to you that I've gone with a zeal on this to some journalists and on one or two TV people and indeed to one or two programs in RTE, where I'm asking, really, can we just get this out to the million obese people that there are in Ireland? Because there must be about, and this is a non-medical opinion, there must be at least 25% of those who could avail of this. And while, you know, people may say it's for diabetes, well, all I can tell you is my life has changed completely for the better. And at 74, I'm more active and more energy and more bumps than I had at 50, and I was very overweight.
And you put this, what did the Ozempic do for you?
It took me down from 19 stone to 15
but
stone.
How?
I mean,
how?
I had to work with it. It's a lifestyle
change. John? How did it do it?
Oh, sorry. Just like somebody explained to you, I take an injection once a week.
And the effect it has on you is?
Initially, it was a bit tough, you know, like, I mean, you're introducing something new to your body.
Yeah.
So for the first month or two, you know, you had to get used to it. And after that, I've been flying ever since. I did the precursor drug to Ozempic. And in fact, I pay for Ozempic, which is 139 quid a year, something like that.
A month,
which I pay because it's not on the DPS. And my real trust in this call to you and into everybody I've spoken to, including the IPHA, which is a huge organisation, is to try and get this pushed onto the DPS, the Drugs Payment Scheme, because people like me, 140 quid a month is an awful lot of dough. But I would do it, and my wife agreed we would do it, because the mental health boost, being able to live like this is huge.
And what you did feel your appetite suppressed, or is your appetite suppressed, or you just don't like food?
No. Some people are lucky enough to say that they have no interest in food. Most are like me, whereby your appetite is suppressed, but it's a lifestyle change, Joe. You have to be sensible and, recognize, your satiety, and I didn't even know what that word was, your fullness is brought on a lot quicker.
The
trick is to recognize that and then to stop. But I also had dietary advice from a woman called Verd, all part of that two-year program. And that was, just being blunt, that was funded by Novo Nordisk, the people who produces Empic. But my God, I would endorse it for anybody, and I'd love the DPS to do it. Do you know why, Joe? One last point. I feel that if you have that, say even 250,000 people as fit as I am at 74, we wouldn't be in several, at best we'd only be in a maintenance queue once a year for help with...
Okay, John, well, take me into the argument which is now arising, because a number of authorities, including our own, they're saying it's not that they are not recommending Ozempic for obesity, but they're saying priority should be given the short supply, priority should be given to people with diabetes. What do you think of that argument?
I just think, I'm sure a pharmaceutical company makes sure they can ramp up the bloody production to meet the demand,
I'm sure they're trying, but the latest statement I've seen from them saying they won't be able to do it till the end of the year. Of course they're going to they're making millions out of it, which is what they do, and I'm sure they'll say it should have cost trillions to develop, but which is true, I know this. But what do you think of that argument? A diabetics first, obesity second.
Okay, I mean, I would hate to think somebody with diabetes can't get their treatment, but I'm going to tell you something, Joe. You can say, somebody who eats too much, right?
Yeah.
That's a disease, isn't it? And it is a disease. They've scientifically proved there's stuff in your gut. There's a property in your gut for people like my wife who are waifs. And it's called GLP-1. Now, I'm not a medic, so here's the short version.
Okay.
And the messages go via this GLP-1 up to, the part of your brain, anyway, that organises a lot of stuff. I can't think of it. Hypothalamus or something like that. Right?
So your point you make, John, your point you're making is that it's not, people think it's just shut your mouth and stop eating chocolate or whatever. It's not about willpower.
No, it helps you. No, it's not about what it does. The truth is, my makeup versus my wife's makeup is that I'm predisposed to just keep on eating. I never have a shut off switch, and this gives you that. And that's because this GLP-1 for her sends a message to her brain saying, "That's it, stop." And I'm going, if the grandkids have left something, I'll eat that. I mean, it sounds, and that's just the way, I don't know. Maybe we got it in the famine, but we never had enough bloody food. Okay.
Stay with us, John. Frieda Ryan, you are a diabetic. And
I am.
How are you managing on? Are you using Ozempic?
Yeah, but now last month was the first month that it wasn't available. My pharmacy couldn't get it. But first about the money, the minute you are diagnosed as being diabetic, you go on long-term illness.
Oh, okay.
And then the Ozempic is free.
Okay.
Also, blood pressure tablets are free and cholesterol tablets are free.
Okay.
So... but in my case, I didn't really have a weight problem until COVID, when I normally was very active. And then for 15 months, I watched telly with the dog. And I was doing portions as if I was a boat worker. So the Ozempic just, in my case, my portions are smaller. So okay. I'm not putting any more on. And my test results for my blood sugar are perfect all the time. And if I can't get the Ozempic anymore and I start eating wrong things again, you know, that you have the liking for it or whatever, it is the blood sugar that I would be worried about.
But as a diabetic, Frieda, if you don't get Ozempic, what effect does it have on your diabetes?
I would go back to not the best diet. I would kind of crave the wrong things, and then the blood sugar would go up with the complications you can get from high blood sugar. Mm-hmm.
But can you, as a diabetic, do you have more serious, insofar as you know, do you have more serious effects if you don't get Ozempic than somebody who's using it for weight loss? It strikes me that the diabetic would have more serious.
They would, yeah. Because high blood sugar, I mean, it works on everything. You know, you have diabetics that if they don't look after their blood sugar, they have to amputate toes and feet, and the whole circulation is gone. Eye illnesses, heart. It takes over the whole body if they can't keep the sugar down. You know, your kidneys will fail anyway. So that is the main thing that with Ozempic, it is easy to keep your blood sugar at the right level.
Never,
you know, whenever I...
Yeah, I'll let you go. I want to take a break in a sec. Anyway, Charlie, we'll come back to you and John. But Frieda, what do you think of the argument that diabetics, given the limited supply now of Ozempic because of its popularity, that diabetics should be prioritised?
I think so, because the people that are overweight, I think, okay, it's bad for them as well, but a diabetic would have worse complications. That is why they also pay for your heart, your cholesterol, because the effect is far worse with diabetes.
Okay.
And a lot of people with diabetes are overweight anyway, and that's how it starts. So, on the other hand, it is then important also that people that are overweight keep their weight down so that they don't become diabetic.
But before the break, what do you think of the argument that it's not just obesity is not just an issue of willpower, it's an issue of the way your metabolism reacts to food, that it's much more...
No. Being overweight is an addiction. It is an addiction of portion size. I mean, if you can...
And is that addiction treatable without medication?
Yeah.
I.e. willpower.
Yeah. Willpower is... It's nearly impossible...
So how do I treat... I can't get Ozempic because there's a scarcity of it, and now the recommendation from a number of health authorities, not either or, but it is prioritised diabetics. So how do I deal with obesity if I can't get the drug?
I would do the diabetics first, and then make sure that the company ramps up the production. And if they can't ramp it up, I'm sure somebody in the world would be able... because there's big money in it.
Yeah, of course. So you can be sure that the pharmaceutical company involved are working on it. Should it's a golden goose in that sense, slimline goose. It is a golden goose for the company. So they're, I'm sure, working flat out to expand our production. Yeah. But in the meantime, what do you say to people who are obese? As Charlie has said, who was using Ozempic and it was helping dramatically over a long period. What do you say to them now that they can't get Ozempic? Are you saying just be more disciplined?
I know that it's a problem for them too, because they are afraid that the appetite and the portion size will grow again, you know, and that they put back what they had lost.
Yeah,
I can see their point as well.
Okay, but stay with us, Frieda. Back after this break. Joe at rte.ie, 51551 text.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Charlie contacted us about Ozempic. He's been using it for nearly a year at this stage, if not longer. It's a weekly injection, and it basically suppresses your appetite. However, Ozempic is primarily, not exclusively, but primarily used by people with diabetes. And now, because of the fact that Ozempic is being slated, and there's no such thing, as you know, as a miracle drug, the demand has gone up. And now there's, I won't say a battle, but it is an either-or situation. And pharmacists in Ireland and doctors in Ireland have been told by the state to prioritise Ozempic for diabetics. Marie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your situation, please?
My situation is, I'm going to be a bit nervous, but I'll get through it. I was on the Ozempic, the 1 milligram, for about, I think, a year and a half.
Okay.
And 1 month then, when I was due to get it, when I went to my chemist and that, they didn't have it. So the only thing that I could do then was go on the 0.2 milligram, what I would have started on.
Okay.
Now, when I started on it, I was very, very sick.
And you were prescribed it for diabetes?
For type 2. I have type 2 diabetes.
Okay, that was the original prescription.
Yeah.
So in other words, the state were paying for it because you have type 2 diabetes.
I've type 2 diabetes, and diabetes runs in my family.
So what happens when they run out of the medication?
So then when they ran out of the 1 milligram and that, I had to go back on the lower dose. So I was on that for about a month, and then it came back into the chemist. And then I went back on my 1 milligram, and my stomach was just unbelievable sick for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And that was taking the one injection this week, next week, and that. And I had been to the doctor and that, and I had different tests and everything like that done. And I was awake a lot at night because it just fills you with wind. It's terrible what it does to your system. Now, maybe it doesn't do that to everybody. Mm. So I rang my doctor and that, and I said, right, I said, this is it. I said, I can't continue doing this. So I stopped taking it about 5 weeks ago.
Okay. You were going back up again, and the side effects were too much.
Yeah, I was on it for so long on the 1 milligram, and I was doing fine. It took a while to get used to it, and I was doing fine. And then when I went to get it 1 month, they didn't have it, so I was put back on the lower dose. And then when it came back in, I went back on the higher dose, and I just couldn't get used to it.
Okay.
I couldn't. Yeah.
So what effect does that have? What effect does, Mary, what effect does that have on your diabetes? Are you in danger?
No, I'm not in danger. No, I'm not in danger because I'm controlling my diabetes.
Right.
And that. But it's 5 weeks ago now since I stopped it, and my stomach has been perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely perfect. So I can't. I don't get into a debate or anything like that. But my point is that why are people getting it for losing weight? I personally didn't lose weight on it.
Okay.
There was a lady speaking about obesity and all that. I exercise a lot. 5 days a week, I walk, run 7 kilometres, I swim, and I do a bit of cycling.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
So I've done the mini marathons, I've done 10 kgs and that. So it didn't lose the weight for me.
So what do you say?
It didn't lose the weight for me. So I can't understand why it's being prescribed for losing weight when it's people with diabetes that need it.
And what do you think of those who say there's a shortage, who are obese and are getting it for obesity, there is a shortage of it. We should be given the same chance of getting it as diabetics.
But it's not an injection. Okay, you lose weight on it, but it's for diabetics. So why give it to people that don't have diabetes? And okay, they're losing weight, but the people that need it for the diabetes.
So what do you say to people like Charlie who can't get it, and he's very worried about putting up weight again?
I don't know, but I just wanted to give my opinion on it, and what happened to me when I had to go back on the lower dose, and then when it came back into the chemist and I had to go back on the higher dose, and what it did to me.
But would I be correct in trying to paraphrase what you're saying then, Marion? Don't let me put words in your mouth. What you're saying is diabetics force, we need it. And if it's not available for weight loss, well, then there are other ways of losing weight. But it's
absolutely.
That's your theory. Okay.
There's plenty of ways of losing weight in that.
Do you want to reply to that? For diabetics, there's no alternatives. For you, there are.
No, I didn't really have any success with the alternatives. With the weight loss I've experienced over the past year since I've been on Ozempic, it's made me more mobile now because of it. But prior, like Jordan, before the start of the lockdowns and COVID and all, like I was quite active at CrossFit and scuba diving.
Okay.
And so I was quite active regularly with the gym and outdoor water sports activity. And then, although I was a little overweight then, because of COVID and lockdown and other medical concerns that are unrelated to my Ozempic, but it was something that my GP felt that I'd benefit, so he was quite happy to give me the prescription, and it's based on his consultation, Joe. So I feel if my GP is quite happy to prescribe something like that, I'm not an influencer. It's not for vanity. It's for my own personal health.
Okay.
And he felt that I'd benefit by having the prescription. And now that I'm into it a year this month, it's definitely it really made a big difference in my lifestyle, Joe.
John is in Malahide, 0818 715 815. Your point is, John.
Okay, sorry, Joe. Thank you for listening to me. Okay. I've been a diabetic now for 16, 17 years.
Okay.
I was taking other injections, which really weren't effective. And then 4 or 5 years ago, I was started on this. And it has helped control my diabetes.
Okay, the Ozempic, yeah.
I've lost a lot of weight, which isn't necessarily down to this. But I think the important point is it works one way. One of the ways it does work is it slows down the digestion of foods and filters them, if you like. So you don't feel as hungry as you would normally do and start snacking and the like. But I think the important, we've had problems in the last, well, the, this year in getting supplies. Sometimes I've had to do 200-500 injections.
Rather than the one, yeah, rather than, yeah.
Fortunately, we've managed to get a supply, but we've...
Okay, your line is dropping on me there. John, if you can hear me, John...
I can hear you. Okay. Can you?
Yeah, can you? John, yeah. What about the argument that diabetics need it more than overweight people? That's simply the bottom line.
I put it a different way. If there was a medical case for this to be used for anything other than diabetes, people in the HSC would examine whether it is effective or not. And if it was effective, they would put it on the list of drugs you can claim your money back for. The fact that they haven't come to that conclusion...
Well, no, you see but I don't think, in fairness, given the lengths to which parents, I'm particularly thinking of cystic fibrosis, children, that given the lengths that they had to go to beg the government to reimburse it for expensive drugs, I presume that this drug, if it's effective for weight loss, which a lot of people are saying it is, and then if weight loss the need for weight loss is much more serious than hitherto thought, as Charlie said, he couldn't do the willpower thing, what just wasn't working for him. But you think your bottom line is diabetics first?
Well, I put it a different way. The drug was developed for diabetics. It's been approved by whatever the body is in HSE that approves the use of drugs for diabetics.
Yeah, of course.
If it's claimed for weight loss, it would make absolute sense for the HSE to supply it, because it'd be a lot cheaper than all these surgeries, gastric band surgery, you know, all that, and all the other health costs, particularly if people are prone to heart attacks and that.
The fact
that they haven't done it, and most of the case for this has been promoted by people, A and B list celebrities in America, saying this is a great weight loss drug. The scientific evidence for it isn't there yet. Mm. If there is a case for it, the HSE would be mad not to do it, and the supply would become available.
But I presume what we're getting. Yeah, but as I go back to the Kaftrio argument, which is a lifesaver and has been argued and it proved to be a lifesaver for people with cystic fibrosis, it took a long, hard campaign by the parents. Poignant campaign, a tears to a stone campaign for the parents to successfully get Kaftrio for their 6 to 12 year olds, and that only happened about 2 months ago. And then if you look at the volume of people, even on the screen here, who want Ozempic, there's no way the government, well, there's no way Michael Barry in the Office of Pharma Economics, because he's going to say, sure, if we put this on the medical card or the DPS scheme, it'll bankrupt the country because so many people want it.
Well, I think that's where you come down to the economics of it.
Yeah. Okay.
So many people want it, but how many need it? And it's a it's a cheap drug, relatively.
John, do you think that the likes of Charlie, I don't mean to personalise, but Charlie is, and he's the man who called us in. Charlie says he it's not an issue of him wanting it just to help him get lose weight. It's that he needs it because it's the only way he can lose weight.
Yeah, no, and I would have a lot of sympathy for him, because at one stage I was 134 kilos and I'm now just under the 100. But it's not entirely due to Ozempic. It's due to a lot of... it's down to exercise, self-will, controlling what you eat, when you eat, and everything else. No, if there's a need for it, I have no problem with it, and if you say...
Yeah, but the problem is, John, there's a shortage of it. Whose need is greater? Diabetics are overweight people.
No, it's not as simple as that. The shortage is caused by a lot of people who have listened to the Kardashians and are buying it. It's a worldwide shortage. It's not an Irish shortage.
But it is a shortage.
Because people who've got money.
So we know the reason, and I take your point about the lunacy of a world that has decided over the last 10 years to follow inane celebrities inanely up inane avenues and cul-de-sacs. Yeah. But that's the world we live in, as you know. You look at your newspapers or indeed radio, television programs every day. But anyway, that's one of the reasons. But we are where we are, as the Kardashians would say. We are where we are. Yeah. And the problem is now there is a shortage of Ozempic that's arisen for various reasons, including the Kardashian factor. So who do we prioritise?
Well, it's not for me to make that decision.
I want your opinion. I know you don't make the decision. I want your opinion.
The HSC have decided that they will ensure that, with a little few hiccups, that diabetics get their supply. Unfortunately, for those who need it for other purposes, as opposed to want it, are chasing a very, very small supply. And there's nothing, unfortunately, that I can do other than basically encourage them to get after the HSE to approve it for specific purposes, and then put the onus on the HSE, as they have done for diabetes.
But the HSE don't manufacture it. That's the problem. They don't manufacture it.
No, but they procure it.
But they can't procure it at the minute because, sorry, I'm sounding touchy. No, they can't procure it, John, because there is a worldwide shortage because of, among other things, their Kardashian factor. Sandy, stay there. Sandy is in Wexford. Sandy. Oh, Jerry. Yes, Sandy. Go ahead. Your point, please, Sandy.
Hiya, Joe. I've been taking Ozempic for about a year. I was really struggling with my weight. Nothing I was doing was working. I went to a specialist consultant who was able to prescribe Ozempic for me, and it's changed my life.
Okay, in what way?
I wasn't able to function looking after my kids.
Okay.
My joints were in bits. I couldn't walk. Mentally, I was in an awful way because I was watching my body pile on weight and nothing I was doing was working.
Right.
This consultant was able to explain to me that my body is ill. My body doesn't function the way a normal, in air quotes, person's body works.
Okay.
So no amount of exercise or eating lettuce every day is going to do anything because my body just doesn't function that way.
Okay. And Sandy, what do you think now, which is basically inter alia, effectively government policy, state policy, not just here, and indeed the policy of the manufacturer, and that is prioritise Ozempic, prioritise diabetics?
I can see both sides. A member of my family has type 2 diabetes and they use Ozempic also. And it's not a massive issue for them, but the more I look at it, if I'm losing weight and I am of a healthy weight range, I'm stopping myself from getting diabetes, developing diabetes. So it's not an us and them. It's not a diabetic versus obese people.
And have you had... Well, you see, this is the problem. I agree that it shouldn't be an us and them. But when you have a shortage of supply, it is going to be who you prioritise. Now,
that's something...
Did you have any side effects, Sandy?
Oh, they were horrific,
Were they?
It was the first couple of months were very, very hard. But then being able to actually choose clothes.
Yeah, I know, the psychologically.
I liked them rather than I had to wear or walk up the stairs with my son.
Do you want to tell me the side effects? Do you mind if I ask?
It disrupts your stomach in a terrible way.
And would you vomit? Would you be vomiting?
No, the other end. You get terrible. It's not pleasant. You get terrible burps. They're called sulfur burps, and the nausea is like early pregnancy nausea. It's debilitating.
Okay.
But when you get through the other end and you make sure that you're hydrated, and like one of your other callers said, you relearn how to eat.
Okay.
And the cravings don't overshadow your need to eat to fuel your body. You start to learn that food is a fuel for your body and not a hobby.
Fuel for your body, not a hobby. Well put. Sandy, from what you're saying psychologically, physically, and you've described it brilliantly, Ozempic saved your life.
I don't want to be hugely dramatic, but I was going down the road of nothing's going to work. I may as well just sit here and die. because nothing I was doing was working. No other doctors were listening. Nobody understood what I was going through.
Okay.
And with two children, you do run around. It's not as if you're sitting down all day. So it's not as if I was sitting on my bum and eating sweets all day. I certainly wasn't. Nothing else I was doing was working.
Okay, that's a brilliant but stark description. Sandy, stay well. Have you been able to get it recently, by the way? Are you still able to get it?
I haven't looked for it. I had a family member in hospital, so that was really the last thing on my mind. So I haven't tried to, but I know my other family member who's looking for it can't get it.
Okay.
So it's kind of worrying. But Wegovy is the next. It's another same drug as Ozempic. That's on the way, so the government needs to push that through. And to get it on the drugs payment scheme would help the HSE and the pressure that's on the HSE at the moment dealing with obesity-related diseases. Yeah. They have to take the long-term view on this.
Our medical system in terms of hospitals and primary care centres, etc., the investment in them is primarily geared to deal with problems, not to prevent problems. But anyway, Okay, Sandy, stay well and kind regards to you and your wonderful two children. Joe@rt.ie, 51551 tag.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Ozempic, it's the wonder drug, the miracle drug. It's been Googled and TikToked more times than any other drug ever, it seems, at this stage. It was being used as a lifesaver in many ways for people with diabetes, then discovered it actually could help people with weight problems and help them, it seems, not everybody now, but helps them significantly. And now, because of that tangent coming in at great speed, there's now a shortage of Ozempic, and in the recent past, in the last few weeks, the state agency in Ireland and indeed a manufacturer has said to doctors, please prioritise people with diabetes. We're not saying it's not suitable for other people, but please prioritise, given there's a shortage and there will be for the rest of the year, apparently. Laura, your situation, please. Laura.
Hi, Joe. I'm just ringing to say I attend the weight management clinic in St. Colum Kills in Dublin.
In Loughlinstown, yeah.
Endocrine Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from what they've taught us, I've only been in the programme for a few months now and it's great, but from what they've taught us, it's not just willpower and overeating and people just being generally lazy and basically stuffing their faces. Yeah. It's genetics as well. There's a high proportion of people's body makeup is that they not just overeat, but that their body holds on to their weight.
Okay.
And obviously you have to have willpower as well. So you're taught all that with the dietitians, with the physiotherapists, with all those people involved. But I was just listening to the woman who was saying, you know, that, it should only be given to diabetics first. And I get that. I understand that completely. I have two brothers that have diabetes. But the thing I would say is go through the person's medical history. Who needs it the most? It's not. And there was one woman that said she didn't need it. It didn't suit her. It didn't work for her. It made her sick.
But
so
you see, Laura,
on medical history.
Okay, I take that point. But even what you say there might surprise some people. It sounds to me as if it would. You say St. Colum, which are the lead in the country on obesity, and they say your weight issue is 80% genetic and 20% willpower. But I reckon if you stopped 100 people here at the traffic lights at the Stillorgan Road, and you said to them, "What is the cause of people being overweight?" I'd say 90% of them would say willpower. Shut your mouth. Pardon.
Absolutely. More than likely. Stop eating. Like, get up and move more. And that definitely does help, obviously. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been having issues with my weight for years. And I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. I was always very active. And it's only since I had an accident there a few years back that my weight just piled on really significantly. And no matter what I was doing, no matter what way I was eating, I just couldn't seem to solve it. So I went on the waiting list for the St. Colum Kills programme, the weight management clinic.
But apparently
and
it
to
is.
Say that it's been an eye-opener it's the only one in the country as well.
And,
which is
a long waiting list, which is one of the reasons why Ozempic has become so popular. because
and
it's
you
such,
know, I haven't gotten to that stage yet in the program. I do know that injectables, there's an injectable it used at a certain point in the program, and then you move on to, but it's very well controlled. Everything is planned out before you get to that point.
Well, if there's
you're
one thing,
there
if
body,
there's one thing that has jumped out,
mental.
Of, if there's one thing that has jumped, sorry for going across, if there's one thing that's jumped out of the program so far, Laura, what is it to help you in St. Columb Gael?
It's a whole life program. It's not just your eating. It's not just your health. It's your psychological health.
Okay.
It's all that included. But there are options to help people who are struggling with their weight.
Okay.
And they are as valid and as real as somebody with diabetes. And from knowing what my brother, one of my brothers passed away from the fallout from diabetes, shall we say, just from under controlling it and things like that. So I know from that point how diabetes can ruin a person's life as well if it's not looked after.
Yeah.
But weight issues, obesity can do that to another person.
But you heard,
well,
I'm just hearing in my head again the echo of what Sandy said 10 minutes ago. She said I was losing the battle with my weight and I was losing the will to live.
Yeah, I know. I haven't gotten to that point yet, but there is definitely days where you just don't want to go out, you don't want to be seen because you feel like you're being judged constantly by people.
Okay.
And maybe they're not, but people have a tendency to look at someone, see that they're overweight, and say, oh God, and watch you while you're eating and things like that, you know. And you're there thinking, this is not just who I am. I'm not just a fat person. You know, I'm a person who is stuck like this, not just because I overeat, but because of genetics. I mean, it's one of those things. Obesity is a disease, and it is something that if you don't eat, you die. So you have to eat. Whereas, like, you tell a smoker or a drinker, stop drinking, stop smoking.
Yeah.
But you can't tell a person with a weight issue, stop eating, because you'll die, you know. So it's a hard one to get around, all right. But I appreciate all the viewpoints, but I just want to put mine across there that genetics is a big side of it.
Okay, and you talking about it with such power today helps as well, Laura, and I hope it helps
you too.
Thanks indeed, Laura. Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Jerry Dempsey, Jerry, Ozempic and you, tell us.
Yeah, I don't take it, Joe. I'm on a different medication.
Okay.
I'm on a medication that takes the sugar out of my blood.
Okay.
And in the last 2 years, I lost about 24 kilos.
And do you reckon, is it through willpower or medication or both?
That's nothing to do with willpower.
Okay.
When the doctor mentioned that, oh, you've lost so much weight, I said to him, this medication is great. And he said, actually, it's 80% diet and 10% or 20% medication. He said, it's mostly what you eat. Now, he didn't mean about overeating.
Mm-hmm.
It's eating wrong things.
So what did
We went from a high sugar, high fat diet to a almost no sugar, no fat diet. We still eat all the same things, but we don't eat them in the same proportions that we used to.
So you eat less?
No, I eat differently. I bread would be something I'd have every day. Now bread is something I might have one slice every 2 weeks, maybe.
Okay.
So we still eat the bread, but we don't eat as much.
Now,
one
slice of bread a fortnight in Ireland is not eating bread, Jerry.
Well, there you go, Joe. I've stopped eating bread then.
You stopped eating bread. You have. Completely.
But like for lunch, we had a salad with gyoza with a teriyaki and miso sauce.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm depriving myself.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, I heard about it recently, all right.
Okay.
I've just finished a 4 week course, one day a week, on Monday, two and a half hours. And I saw it in the GP's office. It's organized by the Diabetic Society. Two young women from they're both dietitians.
Okay.
The book that they gave from the HSE. So these young ladies knew everything that's needed to be known about diabetes and about nutrition.
Okay.
And it's their opinion that obesity is a health issue, a serious health issue, and the side effects of obesity are heart attacks, cancers, early deaths, pressure. So it is a serious thing.
Yeah.
And some people need medication to control it. It's not a matter of willpower. It's absolutely nothing to do with willpower.
Okay, so you have sympathy for people who have weight issues and use Ozempic and now can't get it.
Yeah, it's not available here in Ireland for weight loss.
Well, it is. It's available on prescription, but then the supply can't. But the supply can't meet demand at the minute. That's the problem. Everywhere.
It's a bit counter. But that's not something that I should solve, or somebody who's overweight should solve. We have enough to worry about without, seeing which of us needs it more. Everybody who needs it, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
But I didn't need it. And there was other people in the course, Joe, who are diabetics, and they're not on any medication because they're controlling it with their diet.
Yeah. But do you accept that some people cannot control it? Because you say it's not. On the one hand, you're saying it's not willpower.
Joe, before I had diabetes, I had what's called hypothyroidism, which meant my thyroid stopped working. And I had that for 10 years. I went from somebody, literally overnight, from somebody who used to run around the Phoenix Park three times a week to somebody who practically couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah.
I was so tired, and I couldn't train anymore. I couldn't do anything. I was like that for 10 years before I was diagnosed because I didn't go near a doctor. I didn't think I needed to. So, Joe, I put on tons of weight because of my thyroid problem, not because I was a glutton or anything like that.
I take that point, yeah.
And many people who are undiagnosed, they don't know they have that. The same way as I didn't know I had diabetes until the doctor told me.
Okay.
But in my case, the doctor said it's eating the right things. I was never a glutton. I was eating the wrong kinds of food in wrong proportions. This 4-week course opened my eyes. They taught us about nutrition. They gave us a little pedometer that I'm still wearing. And I count my steps now. I get more exercise because of that course than I've ever got.
Okay.
And it's free.
Okay, well done. Thanks indeed, Gerry. That's Gerry Dempsey in Dublin 8. Miriam, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. I'm taking Ozempic for the last 4.5 weeks.
Okay.
It was prescribed for me because I had an autoimmune condition 3 months after I got married. Long story short, I got chickenpox. I got meningitis and viral and pneumonia from it, and my immune system was destroyed. I spent 34 years, sorry, I won't get upset now, 34 years taking 80 milligrams of steroids every single day of my life.
Okay.
There is no one who can keep weight off with that amount of steroid.
Yeah.
So that was what happened to begin with. But in 2010, I was diagnosed with renal cancer. I had my left kidney removed. In 2017, I was told, you have a tumour on your remaining kidney.
Okay.
I had that removed. Then in 2020, I was told, you have another tumour, and I had that removed. When I went for my 6-month checkup last year, I was told, you have another tumour. This tumour is at the back of my kidney. It's not like the others.
Okay.
It's difficult to get to because of my weight. In fact, it's probably impossible because I've had two previous resections on my kidney. It's tricky. So the reality is, if this tumour isn't removed, I have to lose my kidney. The cost of putting me on dialysis for the remainder of my life far outweighs the cost of Ozempic.
Okay.
But the surgeon has made it clear to me that the surgery is tricky because of access.
Okay.
Because he has to go through my stomach, around my side, and into my back. Because of two previous resections, this kidney is embedded in my back. So I need to lose weight. Now, it took a few months to get it sorted with the hospital and the immunology team to okay that I could have it. And I started 4.5 weeks ago. I've lost nearly 20 pounds, Joe.
Okay.
I can't get it. And the problem is, I'm listening to, they should have it, they shouldn't have it. Mm-hmm. Anyone who needs it to save their life should be given it. My life is not more important than a type 2 diabetic, but it's every bit as important. And the reality is, I have a tumour that will kill me.
Yeah.
It has to be removed. It's a significant tumour.
So you're saying Ozempic is going to save your life, according to your medics?
Well, it will allow me to lose enough weight that I can have surgery they can't do.
Okay. So can you get it at the moment?
I got the first injection, no problem. The second one, I didn't. And I had to go to a different pharmacist and explain to him that I had cancer.
Okay.
What was going on. And he was very sympathetic. And he said, you're an exception and an emergency. And he said, I fully get what's going on. He said, the reality is, next month when you have to go to a 1 milligram pen, he said, I got 2 for the month this year for everyone that's my patient. Okay. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to give you your pen next month.
So where does that, where does, apart from the worry?
Well, it leaves me very worried. The reality is I probably need to lose about another 70 pounds to be a healthy weight. And it's not weight that I put on by sitting at the end of the table and eating non-stop. And I was listening to that other lady saying about people judging you. They absolutely judge you. And even some medics will judge you. Yeah. I had one doctor who was absolutely obnoxious to me. And then I have other doctors who looked at me and knew straight away I was so cushing away from being on steroids. They knew exactly what was going on. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I served my time doing everything doctors asked me to do. Mm-hmm. I broke my leg and had it set and manipulated in theatre without painkillers, sedation or any kind of anaesthetic because of the risk of an anaphylactic shock. That was what my immune system does. I think I earned the right to my Ozempic, the same as everyone else. And if someone needs it, if they have a BMI that's over 30, Joe, the reality is you're looking at stroke, heart attack, cancer, all those other what are called comorbidities. And I think anyone with a comorbidity should be considered. And I would agree with what somebody said earlier on. It should be case by case, an entire medical history.
Well, and when there's a shortage, which there is at the minute, and it's becoming more.
But you see, there are other drugs that can be used that are not allowed to be used for weight loss. There's Trulicity, there's Saxenda, and there's Ozempic. Wegovy is exactly the same drug. It's semaglutide, but you can take it at a higher dose. I think it's 2 milligrams the pen goes up to, but it hasn't been authorized in this country yet. But it is exactly the same drug. It's a bigger dose. So, you know, I think you can't have a shortage of Ozempic and say there's lots of Wegovy because it's actually the same drug.
Okay.
So I've no idea why.
But there is a shortage because of demand. But Miriam, have you an idea where you're going to get your dose of Ozempic next? Well, it's now the 1st of June for this month.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not sure to do. Chaining myself to the gates in Tall Éireann and staying there.
None of them can hand it out to you.
No, but they could speed up the authorization for some of the other drugs that are coming online for weight loss. You know, the reality is I'm a wife, a mother, a daughter, and I need my surgery. I have people that depend on me. Sorry, I'm getting upset again. And I shouldn't have to stand in the pharmacy crying because I'm worried, which is what I was reduced to in one of the pharmacists I went to.
Okay. And I presume your medic, your GP, would support you with a letter or whatever, he or she.
No, my GP didn't prescribe it. It was the consultant. My prescription comes from the hospital.
Well, everyone who's prescribed it needs it. Miriam, I hope that sorts itself out fairly quickly, and I hope you continue on that road towards surgery, and it will make a difference. Miriam Began, Miriam, thanks indeed. Miriam is in Clane. Mind yourself. Joe at RTE.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
The Ozempic dilemma is what's dominating Liveline today. Diabetes versus people who are suffering a lot from being overweight. Molly, good afternoon. Molly.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Your point, please.
I was prescribed Ozempic by three different lots of people.
Okay.
I didn't particularly want it. I didn't take the prescription from the first two specialists. And when it came to a third specialist telling me I should be on it, I decided that maybe I should be listening.
Okay.
I have been dieting for the last 35 years. And no matter what I did or didn't eat or what exercise I did or didn't do, I was still obese.
Okay.
I wanted answers. Nobody could give me answers. They were telling me there was an appetite suppressant in it. I don't need an appetite suppressant. I don't eat terribly much. But I am still obese. So the third person said, you know, you should be on Ozempic. I said, well, you know, he said it's more than just an appetite suppressant. For some people, it's not what you eat. It's not what you exercise. Mm-hmm. It is your genetics. And it's 80% genetics and 20% what you eat for some people. So
you think it won't make a difference?
Oh, it does make a difference, but it's a necessary medication for the obese.
But will it make a difference? But you say no matter what you eat...
Yeah, it's not just an appetite suppressant, and I don't need an appetite suppressant.
Okay.
There's more to it than appetite suppressant.
Okay, I take your point. There's other things that work, which help, yeah.
Yeah, that are helping those that are obese with no logical reason as to why they are obese. There is a medical reason which nobody can put their finger on, maybe, but... So I've been on Ozempic for 2.5 months, and I've lost 8 kilos.
Okay, well that's...
And I'm actually eating more than I used to while I was busy obsessing over not eating too much for the last 35 years.
My God. And has it been tough being, apart from the obvious element in your own self, Molly, but in terms of the issue that's come up here a lot during the programme about fat shaming and people having no sympathy
for... If you're overweight, you're stupid, because how could anybody allow themselves to be overweight? Obviously, all you need to do is stop eating so much and then you'd be slim like everybody else.
Okay.
And that's not the case.
Okay, Michael Metcalf in Ballymun. Thanks, Molly. Michael, you're saying you're on Ozempic, but is it working?
Well, Joe, we have both problems here. I'm overweight and I can't get the Ozempic. And I want it, you know what I mean? And I have diabetes. I have both of them.
Okay.
But I'm just listening to that lady the last time. Not the last caller, the one before her.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no problems compared to her, Joe.
I know that.
Woman is terrible. If I could give her my prescription, I'd give it to her. Honestly, Joe.
I know you would. Miriam, I know you would. But anyway, how long have you had difficulty getting it, Michael?
Well, over the last kind of 6 months, it's been hard getting it.
And when you did get it, 6 months is a relatively short time, did it make a difference?
Well, it's very good for my sugars, sugar level.
It's very good for that.
Okay, very good.
Okay, Michael, I hope you get it quickly. Dee, final caller. Dee, you're on Ozempic. Has it worked for you?
It has, Joe, before I start, I got a brand new pen this morning. It's not even open. Miriam
Ozempic,
can help.
Yeah.
It's 1 meg. Swear to God, she take it. I can live without it. It has worked for me, Joe. I've lost 6 stone on it. Now, like that, it wasn't just the medication. You have to walk with the medication
as
well.
Okay.
Like, for years I've been struggling with my weight. I've done Slimming World and all that, and it was fantastic. And then I hit menopause, found it very, very hard. But like that, I think diabetic should be prioritised.
Okay.
I'm not going to lose a limb. I'm not going to go into diabetic coma and possibly die if I don't have it.
Okay, I'm over time, Dee. Thanks a million. Today's show was produced by Siobhan Hogan. Ray Darcy's next.